I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I give you a chance to get back at Boomer for yelling at you all week.
No, I'm
but
good.
But that'll be at 7:30.
All not good. Now. I don't feel like he's yelled at me.
No, this is
we have a disagreement.
And then he called you show bitch this morning. And
that's a problem.
Right. You know, by the way,
I've had enough of that clip.
Jerry's a show bitch.
You can take that clip and shove it where the sun don't shine. Yeah.
Jerry's a show bitch.
All right, we'll see.
All I was doing was repeating what
your,
I heard.
It's your words.
Yeah, no, but I heard from Craig.
No. You did not hear from Craig.
Craig was the original one.
I said, do we have somebody to go get?
I think someone's going to get an ass beating.
I said, do we have somebody to go get some press on nails? And
I'm out.
Boomer goes,
Jerry's the show, bitch.
I'm out.
I wouldn't do it if I were you either.
I'm not doing it.
You shouldn't do it. Self-respect.
Agreed.
Have Max get it for us, will you?
He left.
Max lives across the country now.
How about
across
Kevin?
The country? He's in Canada.
Oh, he's in Canada. Yeah. So.
How about Kevin?
Who's Kevin? Kevin?
The
Kevin
intern?
Who? That was 9 years ago.
Oh, he gets CeeLo back as an intern.
Yeah, have CeeLo do it.
He's not here anymore.
CeeLo
he's an anchor.
Sent out a message that he's not doing this stuff
he
anymore.
He could be an anchor much longer. You send out missives talking about how the company screwed you financially.
That's not what
you
want to
be. You want to be unemployed.
That is not
send out another tweet about how you can't work at the fan because they don't pay you enough.
That is not what he said.
I'm just saying, I told him to take it down. He didn't take it down. You think the company appreciates that? I'm just saying he should take it down. I'm looking out for him. That's all. I'd love to do my job, but
no.
They don't pay me
that's
enough to do it.
That's not what he said.
Therefore, I'm out.
That's not.
And I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying.
So
you don't do that.
He didn't say that he couldn't afford to cover
exactly
this.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't blame anybody. There could be other circumstances.
Well, he doesn't have to blame anybody specifically.
And there are other circumstances.
I can't afford it because they're not paying me.
Yes,
enough.
Exactly. I get that. I get
but
exactly.
But things have changed in his life that has made
it happen. He's got a kid. He's got to do things. He's got responsibilities.
So perhaps he has another opportunity that may be afforded him.
I hope he does.
I'm wondering if the people that basically cut his salary have families of their own.
Listen. I'm sure they do.
Going to Harvard.
When they now have to sit down and make a decision, if they have to let somebody go, which would be a horrendous thing to happen, are they going to let the guy that doesn't ruffle any feathers go? Or the guy that publicly humiliates
him. He didn't publicly humiliate anybody.
Love to do my job, they're just not paying me enough to do it.
And by the way,
therefore, I'm out.
Such a good friend, he really shouldn't write this. But let's read it on the air.
Right, exactly. It's unbelievable.
He shouldn't write it.
I mean, he is not that kind of kid. He's a great guy. He never ruffles.
He didn't mean anything by it.
I'm trying to hire him for our show.
Well, there you go.
In a non-on-air capacity, Jerry. So don't.
Would he be what? Then he would be the
show bitch.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I'm trying to. I've worked. Gone to management. We need somebody in the morning to do all the stuff that now is all jumped on Jerry's desk. I don't know what else Jerry does.
Morning. I sit there and do.
But listen to tape, cut tape, interview things, all that stuff. And I thought Chris would be great at it. So I'm trying to get him a job.
I do things like this.
Tanaka goes to that against someone by the name of Dylan Covey or Covey. I'm not sure who he is.
Covey.
Series finale later tonight. There were tests.
McCovey, so Covey. Wouldn't be Covey.
How do you know? I don't know how he pronounces his name.
How do you pronounce Covey? Covey.
Dylan Covey.
Dylan Covey.
Dylan Covey.
That's interesting, Jerry.
Little things like that.
Call CeeLo up. Tell him it's on. Here's Jerry with an update.
We're brought to you by Arm & Hammer Slide, and we're brought to you by Bruni & Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. And we will start with your Yankees just because they are on some run right now. They played the White Sox last night. Chase Headley batted second in the order, hit a two-run homer in the first.
I'm all about that chase, about that chase, Chase Headley. I'm all about that chase, about that chase, Chase Headley. I'm all about that chase, about that chase.
Al Hughes.
Now you're going to bring Starlin back because here he was with two out. He had a chance in the fifth to extend the lead.
And here comes the 3-0. Swinging and lines one to deep left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, Starlin Castro got the green light 3-0 and hit it into the visitor's bullpen.
How about
star light, star bright. Oh, Starlin just hit one with all his might. That Starlin is Darlin.
Now,
it just keeps going on.
It's amazing.
He's got a lot for Starlin.
It's amazing he's out in the background there. He actually heard people at the game.
Well, there were people at that game, yes.
Unlike at
City Field. To City Field, it looked like a morgue. I agree.
For real.
I agree. It looked awful. You're not wrong.
It was cold.
You always wonder, right there, Castro hits a 3-0 pitch for the home run, a three-run homer with two out. And you always wonder about protection in the order. You think that's...
Yeah, I don't buy into it.
You don't buy into it.
I think it's crap.
Understood. Here was Castro explaining why that actually is true.
We judge behind me. He don't want to walk me to pitch hand, you know. And the soon as he missed all first three pitches, I just looking for pitches that I can drive.
Yeah, no, he knew that he was going to drive one right down the middle.
He did. He got a fastball right down the middle.
Smart
he did that.
Smart baseball. That's smart baseball, Craigie.
And to his point... Here comes Aaron Judge. Now, it's a long clip, but that's because there's a lot going on here.
It'll be a 1-0 to Judge. Swung on, and there it goes. Deep left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Man. Away back in the bleachers. In back of the grandstand and left. What a home run.
Halfway back in the bleachers, and this is one of these guys, I'm telling you, pretty soon no one's going to ever leave to get a hot dog, a beer, or anything.
Hot dog. Now, Aaron is judge and jury. He homers to deep left center.
What's that?
He must have been pissed that she interrupted him. I've been telling you about this, John. When Aaron judges up, you're not going to want to get him a beer, a hot dog, or nothing. He might hit the ball out of Yankee Stadium or not.
He might.
It's a George Steinbrenner's box. Susan, I'm not done with my 17 different calls for Aaron Judge. Judge, jury, executioner, judge. Tail to the judge. Take it to the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Here comes the judge.
Judge Dredd.
Well, you know, when I was showering with him before the game, no. I knew he had a big stick.
No. She's not showering with him before the game. 9-1 was the final. After the game, the OK John segment.
OK John.
All right.
The star of the game is Chase Headley. See, you keep hitting home runs and making great plays. You're going to be, and keep winning, you're going to be star of the game all the time.
And he's been great. Chase Headley is off to a wonderful
start.
Gosh,
Susan. I'm not sure if that's a question, but.
Well, the question followed.
Thank you.
Masahiro Tanaka.
You know, when we were in the shower together, I knew you had a big stick.
No.
Well. Thank you, I think.
No.
But how about Judge's stick? Yeah, that's pretty big, too. Chase Headley's killing. He's about like 400.
Good for him. Good for him and Jay Bruce, for that matter.
Tanaka.
Funny, I was watching the SNY pregame show, and
you were?
They said that Chase Headley was a net negative for the Yankees.
All right, to the Mets, the net negative, fine. Mets and Phillies at a very quiet City Field until Jay Bruce got up. Oh. Here he was, down 2-0 with a chance to put the Mets ahead.
Herrera and Cespedes, the base runners with two out. Full shift against Bruce, and he cracks one to deep right field. Back to the wall goes Saunders. It's out of here! Jay Bruce with a three-run homer, and the Mets turn the game around. It's 3-2 New York.
Now, Garrett.
Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire. Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce, Jay Bruce is on fire. We don't need yo anus, let that weekend hacker golf. Golf yo anus, golf.
We gotta redo that part.
I mean,
who's on base both times when they home runs?
Yo anus.
Al requested that stay in.
I have a problem with that play-by-play call.
Why?
Why?
Because they're pumping fake crowd sounds into it.
I don't know that they are. I really don't.
No joke. I don't know. I've been picking on the crowds lately. You have to acknowledge there's nobody there last night.
No, there's people there.
There were 10 or 12,000 people.
No, there weren't.
Oh, yes, there were.
There was.
Sure, there were.
Nobody.
There were.
There last night. Especially by the bottom of the sixth.
There weren't
5,000 people there.
No,
the
there are. No, there are. There are 10 or 12,000. You're right. It's not 22 like the tickets sold.
I'm not saying it's a bad guy.
I'd say it's 10,000, 12,000.
If you, maybe at max for the whole game.
I agree.
If you go back and watch the bottom of the sixth, other than the heavyset guy in the back of the screen with a ring thing in his mouth, when Bruce hits the home run, there are literally there aren't 5,000 people in the building.
I don't know.
I'm sorry,
that.
There aren't. Now play that again, and you think the place is sold out?
Herrera and Cespedes, the base runners with two out.
I mean,
full shift against Bruce, and he cracks one to deep right field. Back to the wall goes Saunders. It's out of here!
I mean, do you think there's a button that they hit? No.
Yeah, I got the same one right here next to me.
No, I hear, and
there's,
so anyway,
there's nobody there.
Yeah, but I mean, they were on their feet.
Baseball.
He gives a curtain call after the second one.
I mean,
anyway,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, the Phillies tie the game 3-3, and then Bruce comes up again in the eighth, again with Yoenis Cespedes on base.
And Jake cracks another one deep right field. Back goes Saunders near the wall. It's out of here! Jay Bruce with his second home run of the night.
And he was on fire. And that man.
Yeah.
Rolling down the street, headed to city. Gonna go see Jay Bruce.
Laid back.
With my mind on a title and a title on my mind.
So he ties the career high with five RBIs, the two home runs, now, and they wind up winning.
Again, I don't
want to
be a bad guy about
what
it.
What now?
I want you to compare the crowd sounds of the two home runs.
There's they're not doing anything.
It's identical. It's the same recording.
And no, it's not.
Play
it's
it.
Not.
Play
it's
the
not.
First one.
Rare and Cespedes, the base runners with two out. Full shift against Bruce, and he cracks one to deep right field. Back to the wall goes Saunders. It's out of here!
Okay, and here's the second one.
And Jake cracks another one deep right field. Back goes Saunders near the wall. It's out of here! Jake!
It's not the same.
I would like to say thank you to the Phillies for looking like the Mets in the infield and dropping a pop-up.
Yes. About Franco and Velasquez.
Yes. I mean, Velasquez actually had the ball. I know Franco wants to go get it because they don't want the pitcher going after the ball.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you,
come on, catch
you forget one thing, bro.
For God's sake.
You're forgetting one thing.
What?
They did it with Jose Reyes on deck. It didn't matter.
That is true. By the way, in that inning, Granderson, a weak ground ball for a double play, and then Jose Reyes grounds out. Those were the only two outs they made in the entire inning. Because it could have been a bigger. Those two have been complete zero so far.
I know one bitches about Granderson because, well, we've seen this story
well,
before.
Well, he has, but he. Now, but that's right. I mean, he's been a guy that has this kind of, you know, trajectory during the season. But Jose Reyes, as you'll
know, Reyes
off
played better in the field last night. But
he's batting
he's
095.
Not, I'm aware. Yes. Noah Syndergaard, Aaron Nola go tonight. Here was, let's just get this over with and done with because I'm watching the game last night. I couldn't believe he ran through the stop sign. But Yoenis Cespedes, and I guess it was the first inning. Jay Bruce has the double down the line, and Cespedes tries to score from first.
Waiting for Boomer to say something about that.
Now, the good news is, as I put on Twitter, he was hustling his ass off.
He was hustling.
He was running. But, yeah, he ran through the stop sign and was thrown out at home.
He wasn't paying attention.
Here was. But here was Terry Collins, and I happen to agree with him because there were two out in the inning.
And, you know, I didn't think that was a bad play. I really didn't. I know Glenn tried to hold him up, but as I told Glenn, you know, hey, he came around third base with a head of steam. I'm not sure he's going to stop real fast.
He also wasn't thrown out by 10 feet. I mean, it was a really good play. Everything had to happen right, and they're struggling to score.
He did a great job with his left foot trying to avoid the tag.
He did.
But he was out.
He was out. He absolutely was
But he was hustling.
He wouldn't listen to the coach.
He didn't see the coach. He ran right through it. The coach was wrong, as Terry Collins just told you. Got to keep going. Two outs. Got to score. Get things going.
Right. So, God forbid you back your own coach, you know, and tell the player, you know, stop being so selfish.
That was kind of funny. This portion of the report is brought to you by Arm & Hammer Slide. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide nonstick clumping litter slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping. It provides the confidence of a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. All right. Get to some other things here quickly. Also in baseball, the Nationals did beat up the Braves 14-4. Bryce Harper homered twice, drove in five runs, and the Royals blanked the Giants 2-0. Madison Bumgarner
on fire. Is
0-3. Yes, he's batting. I think he's batting 414. I forget.
Wow.
He's over 400, though, in the early going. Rockets beat the Thunder 115-111. James Harden, 35 points, 18 of 20 from the free throw line. He had 8 assists as well. In the loss, Russell Westbrook, 51 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists, but he was 17 for 43 in the game, 4 of 18
Somebody
in the
fourth
quarter.
Somebody else has got to be on that team to help, right?
It's hard to say he doesn't share the ball when he's got 13 assists,
yes,
but he is a volume shooter. Here was a reporter with Westbrook after the game.
So how would you grade, when you look at your line on the box score, how would you grade the line?
I don't give a f*** about the line. We lost.
And that's the bottom line.
That's the right answer.
The right
and
answer.
They blew
exactly.
They had a double-digit lead. But you know,
I thought the three by Harden at the end of the third quarter was big.
They you know, Houston on a 10-0 run fourth quarter, and that's it. Game over.
Yep, and they have a 2-0 series lead. No Kevin Durant last night, had a strained calf, but the Warriors still beat up the Blazers 110-81. They're up 2-0. Wizards over the Hawks 109-101. They're up 2-0. You got Cavs Pacers tonight, Spurs and Grizzlies. David Fizdale was fined $30,000 for his tirade on the officials.
But there's a great side story to that.
Yep.
The players came out and said, we're paying it.
Good.
Coach ain't writing a check for that. He's right, and we got his back. We'll write that check.
That's good.
That's a team that's together right there.
I think that's great. Raptors, Bucks tonight as well. Game 5, Rangers, Canadiens tonight in Montreal. Series tied 2-2. The Ducks beat the Flames to complete the sweep. Wild avoid elimination with a win over St. Louis. Senators beat the Bruins. They're up 3-1. And the Capitals beat the Maple Leafs. Series tied 2-2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.